Well, next race over to New Zealand, and unfortunately for the last time on the streets of Hamilton.
It is a shame. I mean, first and foremost, we love going to New Zealand, so let's just hope we can keep going to that part of the world. Hamilton's been an interesting chapter. It's obviously had its ups and downs, I think, as an event. But as a track goes, I'm certainly going to miss it. It's one of your typical street circuits. It's got a lot of character, extremely challenging, and I've really enjoyed racing there. So it always is a good atmosphere, no matter where you go in New Zealand. They always get right behind their Fords and Holdens and V8 supercars. Always put on a great show, and I'd certainly love to certainly win one at Hamilton before we hopefully move somewhere else in NZ.
Typical New Zealand, it throws everything at you, usually on the Saturday and Sunday as well, weather-wise.
Yeah, there's been plenty of rain in that part of the world lately, so as usual, I'm sure we're going to see some showers at the most inappropriate times. Always keeps it interesting for us as drivers with changing conditions. Certainly for engineers, it always gets that drizzle 10 minutes before qualifying or, you know, a small amount into the race. It's always extremely tough conditions. We've learned to face those sort of things and deal with them. You know, last year was extremely wet in one of the races. We were quick in the wet and the dry. So, yeah, it's just a really fun track, really challenging. And the way our cars are going lately, I think we'll be strong there.
One of the keys is, for the year, you've really hit the track running from opening practice, that sort of thing as well. The cars have been quick straight out of the box.
Yeah, it always helps when you wheel out a fast race car. We've got limited practice at the rounds these days, so you really just want to be fine-tuning your car, not making wholesale changes. So, you know, that should be the case in Hamilton and New Zealand. We had a few dramas there last year. We're confident, we've taken some good steps forward there. And, as I said, street track's all about confidence. They're always, no room for error. You've really got to be at one with your car. You've really got to risk everything. So when you've got a car that you really feel at home in, that can help you get to that limit quickly and hopefully safely.